We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perek Test, Mishnah Yod, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Under what circumstances is it appropriate for a man to divorce his wife? So here we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Only when there's a Devar Erva, something related to adultery, do we say that is it appropriate for a man to divorce his wife. The Gemara says on Daf Tzadi, that's where you have two witnesses who testify she committed adultery. He's supposed to divorce his wife under those circumstances. And that's what the Torah says, Shnei Amar, as the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk. Ki Matzava Ervas Dover. In the context of divorce, the Torah uses the phrase Ervas Dover, a matter related to Erva, which is adultery. Uveisilal Omrim Afilu Hikticha Tavshilo. They still says not only in a case of erva, but even if she burns the food, Bartner adds, she burns it, or maybe it's too salty. So, and the way Meiri understands it is that it's a woman who really does not attend to the needs of the house, and she doesn't care about it, and because of that, this is also maybe a reason to divorce. But Rishonim say that really it should be only under only cases of erva really that would be appropriate. Nonetheless, Beis Hillel learns this from the pasuk because it says kibatzava ervas davar, and the pasuk says the and Bar Tanura quotes darshi Beis Hillel. Ervas davar, o erva, o davar. Klomar, sha'ar davar sirchon sheno erva. It can be something that's disagreeable to the husband, even if it's not a davar erva. That's why the Torah doesn't just say erva, it says ervas davar. It could be erva, and it can be a davar. Any other matter is also acceptable. And that's what he quotes, shenemar kibatzava, ervas davar. And Rabbi Akiva omer, a third opinion, afilu matzah eres noahemena. A husband is permitted to divorce his wife even if he finds someone who's more attractive than this woman he's married to. Shnei Amar, because what does the pasuk say? V'haya im lo simsa chen be'enav. It says if she doesn't find favor in his eyes. So that so we have three phrases. Bar Tanura says. So how do we learn the pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva? Im lo simsa chen shel noy be'enav. That's one circumstance. O im bataba erva. That's number two. Oh, davar shel sirchon, or something else disagreeable to him. So we have erva, we have davar, and we have him. So under all of those circumstances, it is a husband has the right to divorce his wife. Not necessarily appropriate, but nonetheless, the Torah does sanction gerushin in such a circumstance. And we've completed Maseches Gittin. We begin Maseches Kiddushin. Ha'isha shenikneis b'shalosh derachim. A woman can be acquired for kiddushin, for erisin, which is the first stage of marriage, in one of three ways, as the Mishnah will describe in a moment. V'kona es atzma, which means she acquires herself back and is able to release herself from the husband, b'shtei derachim, in two ways. So what are the three ways in which a woman is acquired? Nikneis b'kesef, b'shtar uvevia. A woman can be acquired through kesef, through money, where a man gives the woman either kesef or shava kesef. It could be something that's valued as money, which is what we do. The ring is shava kesef. And that's done in front of two witnesses. Bishtar, where the husband writes on a shtar, harayan mikudeshously, and gives it in front of two edim. Ubebio, which is marital relations. Now, where do we derive all of these from? So the pasuk in also in Parshas Ki Seitzei, ki kach ish isha, and then it speaks about, then it says, ebar, if im lotim sachem beinav, parsh of kiddushin and gerushin are one next to the other. So the Torah there says, v'yach ish isha uva Allah. There, the Torah says, how does a man acquire a woman, take her as a wife? Uvala, sounds like there's bia, sounds like that's the way a man can be mekadesh a woman. But we derive through a Torah Shabbat Peh two other ways. So how does where do we learn kesef from? So it says, ki kach ishi shoyin that pasuk, a man takes a wife. And kicha, the Gemara assumes, can be done through kesef, because when it comes to stay Ephron, it came to Parshas Chayisara, it says, Nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, Bereshis Berachov Gimel, Nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni. So this is the money that Avram is giving Ephron to buy the field, and he uses the word kach, and our pasuk here as well says yikach, and there kesef was effective. So we learn a gzeresh shava, kicha, kicha, miste Ephron. We have the word yikach when it comes to marriage, and kach when it comes to purchase of marasa machpelah. There it uses the word kesef. So just like as well, when it comes to stay Ephron, kesef is the way you do kach kicha, so too ki kach ish isha, a man can acquire a woman through kesef as well. And how do you know shtar? So shtar is based on the hekesh. This is not a gzeres shavah. This is the hekesh, the comparison between marriage and divorce. Because the pasuk, as we said, ki kach ish isha, when it comes to marriage, then it speaks about divorce, and it says that v'yatza'am mibeso v'halacha v'hayisal isha acher. What happens is the woman leaves the husband, and then the Torah speaks about a case where she remarries someone else. So in the same pasuk we have a yatza'ah, which is a reference to divorce, and v'hayisah, which is a reference to marriage or a new marriage. And that allows us to Torah Shabbal Peh to teach us a hekesh, to compare marriage to divorce. And we learn just like when it comes to divorce, divorce can be done through a shtar. This nasa, as we just finished in, a sefer krisus is a shtar. So just like you can get divorced with a shtar, which the pasuk says explicitly, you can get married. Kiddushin can be can take effect with a shtar as well. So we have kesef through the gzera shava kicha from stei Ephron. We have shtar through the hekesh of a yatzava ha'isa. Make a shavoya liyitzia, marriage to divorce, they're compared. And of course, bia is ki kach isheshava ola, which is explicit in the Torah. Now, the Mishnah explains how much kesef needs to be used. Be kesef, be sham ayomrim bidinar, vishaveh dinar. If you're using kesef, it has to be a minimum of a dinar. Dinar is a zuz. Or shaveh dinar could be something valued as a zuz. That's acceptable. Beisil alomrim, we follow beisil. This is what we ask under the chuppah. Do you think that this ring is worth a shaveh pruta? Is worth a pruta? Be pruta over shaveh pruta. You can give a pruta, which is the smallest coin, smallest denomination. It's a copper coin, and or shaveh pruta, something that's valued as a pruta. The kamei pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona beisar haitalki, which is the eighth of an isar. The isar that was used in Italy, and an isar, we assume, is 1/24 of a dinar. So a pruta is that copper coin, that smallest copper coin, is 1/192 of a dinar, of a zuz. So it's a big difference between Beis Shammai, who requires a dinar, and Beis Hillel requires only a pruta. Vikones atzma beget, and a woman then acquires herself back. How? So we said she's kone herself, so she's acquired by the husband in one of three ways, kefzah shtar bia. And she acquires herself back in two ways. Number one, with a get, as the pasuk says, because of the sefer krisus, as we know, uvimisa sabal. She also is released from the husband through, of course, to the death of the husband. So the pasuk says that kiyamus ha'ish ha'acharon. The pasuk says usneirish ha'acharon. What happens is in the parsha of marriage and divorce, it says she remarries someone and the kasav lar sefer krisus v'nasan bi'adav shelchami beso. Oh, kiyamus ha'ish ha'acharon. The pasuk says. So the Gemara says in Kiddush on Adaf Yud Gimel, we have a hekesh between divorce and death. So divorce allows her now. She's now released from that marriage. So as well, when it comes to the death of the husband, she is released from that marriage. Hayivama niknes. Yavama here is a woman who's waiting for Yibam. She is acquired by the Yavam Bibia. So on a Doraisa level, there is no kesef or shtar, only Bia. The pasuk says Yavama Yavo Ala. You may remember that from Maseches Yavamos. So Yavo Aleh, only Bia. A Kesef Shtar, do not work Midoraisa Midrabanan. You may remember we have what we call Kiddushe Mamar. We do, on a Durabanan level, we do have a Kiddushin for Yibam as well, only where it's effective Midrabanan, where you can use Kesef or Shtar. Vikones Atzma Bachalitza. How does the Yavama acquire herself back? Or how she now has, there's the Zika to the Yavam. So instead of having Yibam, she can have Chalitza. That's one. Uvimisas Hayavam, or the death of the Yavam. Chalitza, as we know, V'nikra Shemo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanal. Once you have the Chalitza Sanal, she becomes mutter to everybody. And the death of the Yavam, we learn that also the Gemara tells us, well, when it comes to, if it's true, when it comes to an Eishes Ish, a woman who's really married, the death of the husband releases her. Certainly a Yavam, who she's not officially married to, his death, of course, will release her as well. The Gemara has a discussion why the Mishnah has to mention three. You have to mention, after all, it says shush, I can count. I see it says kesef shtar bia. You don't have to mention all of those. So the Gemara at first says, oh, well, that comes to exclude chuppah. Don't think chuppah can acquire. Just going under the chuppah is not going to be effective for kiddushin. That's for nisuin. But kiddushin cannot be done through chuppah. Kesef shtar bia only. There's an opinion that says that chuppah in the Gemara, that chuppah could be effective. So the Gemara says it comes to exclude what we call chalipin. Chalipin or chalifin is where a person can make an acquisition of either metallic and immovable objects, or land can be done through the giving of a handkerchief. We learn that from Rus, where of an asan ishnalo, of a shalaf ishnalo, of an asan the reyehu, v'zos ha'atu w Yisrael, just taking off the shoe, giving a kli, doesn't have to be worth a pruta. Just giving that as symbolic, that I'm buying something, I'm giving this to you as almost as money, as if I'm buying something, that can affect the transaction. So that is, the Gemara says, one would have thought maybe that could be effective for kiddushin as well. After all, you can acquire movable objects, you can acquire metaltalin with that, and if marriage can use kesef and shtar, and that can be used to acquire land or real estate. So maybe I should be able to use that when it comes to marriage, when it comes to kiddushin as well. So that's why the Mishnah says three ways and not with chalifin. Why is chalifin not effective? So the Gemara says, because sin chalifin can be done with even a kli that's less than a shavah pruta, so it's genai, it's really disgraceful, it's almost embarrassing to use a method of kinyan, of acquisition for marriage, when potentially you can use a kli that less than a shavah pruta. Now, even if you are using a kli less than a shavah pruta, but if you give it to the woman by saying, I'm giving this to you as chalipin, so that's considered embarrassing, and therefore chalipin is not an effective way to have kiddushin.